Well, let's get some historical perspective on the convention with Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. And Julian, aside from this conference being mostly virtual, how would you describe what we've seen at the RNC so far? How does it compare to the messaging and tone of past conventions?
Well, early on in terms of the substance, it was a little like 1984 when the Republicans were promoting the idea with Ronald Reagan that it was morning in America again. This time they were doing it without the facts on the ground being true. The economy's doing bad. Physically, we're not healthy. But that was the message. And it was also a little bit of 1988 and 1992 when Republicans during their convention unleashed fierce attacks to paint pretty moderate Democrats as somehow being allied with the far left. So it was a combination of those two times.
So fierce attacks, really characterizing the left being really far left and progressive, and without the facts being there, which I want to talk with you a little bit more about those facts about last night. So we heard a lot about President Trump doing a great job. He was described as a man who cares, who works tirelessly for you. An oral and facial surgeon described the president's response to the pandemic as rapid and efficient. How would you characterize the way the president is being depicted here?
Well, look, Republicans are trying to depict him as an extraordinarily competent, efficient, and even empathetic leader. But what we're seeing is an unemployment rate that's over 10%, a lot of questions of where the economy is going. We've lost more people from COVID than we lost in the war in Vietnam. And there's many Americans, based on polling, who don't think he's a very good leader, simply stylistically and in terms of the stability of the presidency under his term. So that's a picture they're trying to paint, and they're trying to overcome a lot of opposition and frustration with the state of the country in 2020.
To your point, they painted Joe Biden as a radical. Here's a former ambassador of the UN, Nikki Haley.
Last time, Joe's boss was Obama. This time, it would be Pelosi, Sanders, and the squad. Their vision for America is socialism, and we know that socialism has failed everywhere.
Julian, there were false claims in there, like Biden would be reporting to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Bernie Sanders, which is not the case. What's your take on this part of the strategy portraying Biden and the Democrats this way?
Well, I think it's an effort by the GOP to overcome the problems that President Trump faces, meaning Democrats want to focus the campaign on Trump and a lot of the opposition that exists to the president. I think Republicans believe that the threat of what they call radical leftism, radical progressivism, that's the issue that can unite and energize Republicans, even with the president being so problematic. It's a little like anti-communism in 1980. This is the rallying cry, and this is the reason for Republicans who are not part of the president's base that even if you don't like him, they want to say, the risk is much greater if you hand control over to the Democrats.
Who do you think this convention is aimed towards? We heard a lot of conversation about race and racism. We also heard, of course, about the economy. What messages are viewers taking away from this first night?
I think he wants to solidify control throughout the Republican Party, with the message being he's a more effective leader than you think. The state of the country is better than you think, despite what you hear. And the threat from Democrats is very great. It's not meant to really reach out, I don't think, to other constituencies who don't support the president. It's really aimed at solidifying and legitimating the Trump presidency going into the fall.
That's Julian Zelizer, who is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.